ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Series Lori Story 16 Everybody Counts. My name is Eric and I'm accompanied by Naomi 先生。
こんにちは。
こんにちは。
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。Naomi 先生、What are we doing today?
今日は We are studying numbers again. Bigger numbers.
We just learned how to count up to 999.
Today we are going to learn thousands and millions and trillions.
Wait, trillions?Can you imagine a trillion things?
Stars?
Wow, you have a vast imagination. That's good, Naomi-sensei. So, Naomi-sensei, I miss Lori.
Sorry, she won't appear in today's conversation.
She's not back yet?
She's still in the shoe shop and choosing a nice pair.
Wait, so she's still trying to get those alligator skin pumps that I told you about?
I don't know.
Unbelievable. Well, so what happens this week?
Mr. Mizuki and a foreign student are talking at Ryugaku Center. And Mr. Mizuki is showing Japanese currency, yen.
Yen, or in English, yen. All right, let's see how much money he has.
これは1円、1円玉。これは5円、5円玉。10円、10円玉。50円、50円玉。100円、100円玉。500円、500円玉。
はい。1、5、10、50、100、500。
そうです。これは1000円、1000円札。2000円、2000円札。5000円、5000円札。それからこれは1万円、1万円札。
千、二千、五千、一万。
そうそう。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
これは一円、一円玉。これは五円、五円玉。十円、十円玉。五十円、五十円玉。100円、100円玉。500円、500円玉。
はい。1、5、10、50、100、500。
そうです。これは1000円、1000円札。2000円、2000円札。5000円、5000円札。それから、これは、1万円、1万円札。
1000、2000、5000、1万。
そうそう。
今度は、英語が入ります。
これは1円、1円玉。これは5円、5円玉。10円、10円玉。50円、50円玉。100円、100円玉。500円、500円玉。
This is 1 yen, a 1 yen coin. This is 5 yen, a 5 yen coin. 10 yen, a 10 yen coin. 50 yen, a 50 yen coin. 100 yen, a 100 yen coin. 500 yen, a 500 yen coin.
はい。1、5。10, 50, 100, 500.
Okay. 1, 5, 10, 50, 100, 500?
そうです。これは1000円、1000円札。2000円、2000円札。5000円、5000円札。それからこれは1万円、1万円札。
That's right. This is 1000 yen, 1000 yen bill. 2000 yen?A 2,000 yen bill, 5,000 yen, a 5,000 yen bill, and then a 10,000 yen bill.
1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 1,000.
1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000.
そうそう。
There you go.
Eric-san, I think Japanese currency system is quite simple compared with dollars and...
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's true. You know, there's no cents, so there's no decimal point. For me, that's the most convenient point about...
So...
But it's sort of like you're counting in pennies. Once you get the hang of it, then you don't need the decimal point, right? Because the numbers seem way bigger when you're coming from dollars. But if you think of each yen almost as a penny, then it starts to make sense more or less. It is pretty simple. It's pretty simple numerically. But physically, you're going to have a big, fat pocket full of coins. Eventually, right?
So desu ne, right.
Right, because like if you're dealing with dollars, when you have change, when you have coins in your pocket, those are negligible. You could throw them away or you can give them away and it's not a big deal. But in Japanese yen, you can be holding like $50 in your pocket in change, just in change, right? And it won't even weigh you down that much.
Yeah, because we have 500 yen coins, 100 yen coin and 500 yen coins.
That's right. And you could think about the 100 yen coin almost as the gold dollar or the dollar coin.
Ah, $5 coins ってことだもんね。
Right, and the 500 yen is like, it's almost like a $5 coin, right? So you can be carrying serious money just in your loose change pocket.
なるほどね。次は単語です。
On to the vocabulary.
円
Yen.
え、うん、円
The next word is?
玉
Ball, coin.
玉、ま、玉
The next word is?
千
Thousand.
せ、うん、千
The next word is?
一万
10,000.
一万、うん、一万
The next word is?
札
Bill
札札
The next word is?
それから
And then, after that, and?
それからそれから
Okay, Naomi-sensei, let's take a closer look at some of these words. What was our first word today?
玉
玉 It usually means ball, right?
はい
Or something round.
そうです。
But in this case, we want it to mean something different?
In today's dialogue, it meant coin.
Now, is that common to call a coin tama?
Tama cannot be used by itself to mean in a sense of coin.
So I can't say kono tama, this tama, this coin?
You can't say that. You should say kono kouka.
Kouka, which means hard money.
Hai.
Okay, which means physical hard coins.
Right.
Okay, so how do you use tama?
For example...One yen coin would be 一円玉
I see. So you add tama to the end of the denomination that you want to talk about. All right. So for a 1 yen coin, it's
一円玉
And the word tama by itself is tama with a T, right? But when you add it to the end of a word, it becomes
玉
with a D.
Right.
Okay. How about a 5 yen coin, your favorite?
五円玉
And how about my favorite, the 100 yen coin?
百円玉 And I think Japanese people pronounce as en, not yen.
That's right. Why do we even pronounce it yen in English?
So, なんで?
Yeah, hey, good question, right? Mm. Actually, this en in Japanese, it's en, right? Because the Chinese character, the kanji for it, is pronounced en.
Right.
But it comes from China, right? And in China, it's pronounced, I'm no expert in Chinese, but I think it's pronounced yuan or yuan or something similar to that. And possibly the English came from there.
知らなかった。I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, and since they use the same character to mean their money, the gen, well, they use this character and a different character also for gen. But I think that might be where it came from because it's kind of strange to call en yen.
そうね。
I mean, it almost doesn't make sense. But you know what also doesn't make sense?
何?
this is completely unrelated, but it's related to the y at the beginning of a word like en. Ebisu beer.
Ah!
Ebisu beer on the bottle, it has a y.Like, yebisu? Nobody says that, right? Like, ebisu and yebisu? I mean, but anyway, that has nothing to do with money. So we've only been talking about chump change up to now, huh? Just pocket change. But anyway, let's talk about bills.
Satsu.
All right, so what does that mean, satsu?
Bills? Banknote?
That's right. Banknotes, stuff that you usually put in your wallet, rectangular piece of paper.
I think I usually say osatsu instead of satsu.
Wait. But that you're talking about only when you use that word by itself, right?
Right.
Do you ever actually use it by itself?
Osatsu? Ah, 使わないか.
Not really? Not that much?
Not really.
Right. I mean, that's what I imagine. You don't really have to use the word osatsu just by itself, right? Because just like in tama, we're going to add it to the end of the denomination that you talk about what type of money you want, right? So, what kind of bills do we have in Japanese?
1,000 yen satsu.
1,000 yen.
Hi.
What's the next bill that we have?
2,000 yen satsu.
Okay, 2,000 yen.
Yeah, but nobody likes it though.
Really? Is it that nobody likes it or it's just rare? It's not in circulation?
Nobody uses it.
Right. I mean, I like it. No, it's nice. Maybe it's nice just because it's rare, and then you're at the store and then you bust it out and everybody's like, hey, wow, hey, that's a 2,000 yen note you got there. You know, it's like having a $2 bill.
So this.
Well, I mean, in America, $20 is the most common bill that you have, but like a $2 bill, who has that?
Ah, そうかそうかそうか.
I mean, everybody has one like folded up for good luck, but nobody actually takes it out and uses it. So what's the next bill that we have?
5,000 yen satsu.
The 5,000 yen note.
And finally, the biggest bill in Japan is 1,000 yen satsu.
The 10,000 yen note. And that's the one I was talking about earlier, right? Hey, to have your pocket full of those, you feel like a king.
It's like having $100 in your pocket.
Yes, many pieces of $100, huh? And that's actually very common.
そうね.
At least in my personal experience, it's not very common to see people walking around with tons of $100 bills. But here in Japan, everyone mostly uses cash, so you see everyone walking around with tons of 10,000 yen notes.
次は文法じゃない数字です。
Ooh, Naomi-sensei throwing us a curveball. Next is not grammar, but numbers. Okay, what kind of numbers do we have today?
千, 万.
Ooh, all right, so let's start with those. 1,000.
千.
Okay, so let's count the thousands. 1,000.
千.
So this number 千 is kind of like 100, 100, right? Where you don't say 100.
そうですね。Usually we don't say 1,000 for 1,000.
Usually. Okay, I see. So when we talk about larger numbers that have to do with 千, you might say 1,000.
そうですね。Or if you want to be more clear, you probably have to say 1,000 sometimes.
Okay, so it's not prohibited.
No.
Because 100 is absolutely
prohibited.
No good, right? Got it. So 2,000.
2,000.
3,000.
3,000.
Okay, pay attention here. The 千, which is usually S-E-N, became
千
with a Z. 4,000.
4,000.
5,000.
5,000.
6,000.
6,000.
7,000.
7,000.
8,000.
8,000.
Okay, so in this case, the 8 is not 8. It's not 8,000.
No.
It becomes
8,000.
Okay, so it's stretched out with a little tsu.
Right.
8,000. Okay, and 9,000?
9,000.
So we just went through all the thousands, and the only one that changed the word sen was 3,000, right?
Hai. 3,000.
There's no more zens. Good, that's pretty easy to remember.
But be careful, you can't say 10,000 for 10,000.
Because it has its own
word
for it.
Hi.
Its own little denomination. Okay, now on to that. What is that?
1,000.
10,000. Okay, so any of the 10,000s will be counted as man.
So this.
So how about 20,000?
We say 2 of 10,000s. So 2,000.
So what about 30,000?
3,000.
40,000?
4,000.
50,000?
5,000.
60,000?
6,000.
70,000?
7,000.
80,000?
8,000.
90,000?
9,000.
You know, even though these numbers are pretty big, I think the mans were the easiest ones we've done so far.
そうですね。There's no exceptions at all.
Right? No exceptions. It doesn't change. Mm. The numbers are straightforward. How about nana? 7. Nanaman?
Nanaman.
Can you say shichiman?
Shichiman is fine, but I think people would say nanaman.
It's easier to say, right?
はい.
It's just all ahs. So we went up to 90,000. But what if I wanted to say 91,000?
9,000 or 91,000.
Wow, that's really easy. So you just say 90,000 and then 1,000 right after, with no pause, no break, nothing in between. So how about 25,000?
25,000.
That's pretty straightforward. So let's take it up a notch. All right, so how about 47,320?
47,320.
So you start with the biggest number and work your way down to the smallest one in terms of the level of digits, right?
はい.
The place numbers. So I want to make this clear for all of the people who are used to the English system of numbers, right? Where the places are different. The places are the ones place, the tens place, the hundreds, thousands. Then the next one would be million, right? And everything else is a compound of each other until you get to billion. And a new place comes after each comma. It doesn't work the same way in Japanese.
そうね。comma がね、違うよね。
Right.
The place for comma is different.
Exactly. The place for the commas are different. And the places are different.
はい。
Okay? So we have the ones place. So to review, we have the ones place, the tens place, the hundreds place, the thousands place, and the ten thousands place. And then after 10,000, the next place would be 100 million.
Ah, 1億?
1億. And everything in between are just compounds of each other.
そうですね。For example, 100,000 is 10万.
10 thousands.
1 million is 100万.
100 ten thousandths.
10 million is 1,000万.
1,000 ten thousandths.
Then we have 1億.
And which is 100 million. All right? I know that sounds complicated right now, and it is, right? I mean, it is pretty complicated because it's a whole change in the paradigm and the way that you think about numbers. But when you're counting things just by yourself or at home or wherever and you're counting money, try to count it in Japanese and use the Japanese places and denominations to count whatever you're counting, especially when you're dealing with big numbers. All right, so with that in mind, why don't we practice?
Hi.
So Naomi-sensei is going to say a number in Japanese. You pause this, we'll give you some time, you think about it, you press play, and I'll say the answer. We'll do that for 5 problems, and then we'll switch.
3,000
3,000
8,000
8,000
4,000
4,000
9,000
90,000
20,000
200,000 2,000
2,000
3,333
9,874
100,000
10,000
420,000
42,000
3,000,000
300,000
Whoa, how was that? Naomi-sensei, are you sweating?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough, huh? But there's still a lot of numbers and a lot of combinations of numbers that we haven't mentioned at all. For example, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, even billions that you can say by combining all the numbers we just learned, right?
Right.
So, with that in mind, go to JapanesePod101.com, click on this episode, and just write in the comments. Write in the comments your favorite numbers, you know, try to see what kind of crazy numbers you can come up with and see if you're right. It's great. The community will help you out. It will try to come up with even bigger numbers, and it'll be tons of fun.
Hi.
All right. And with that in mind, I'll see you guys later.
じゃあまた。
これは1円、1円玉。これは5円、5円玉。10円、10円玉。50円、50円玉。100円、100円玉。500円、500円玉。
はい。1、5、10、50、100、500。
そうです。これは1000円。千円札、2000円、2000円札、5000円、5000円札、それからこれは1万円、1万円札。
千、二千、五千、一万。
そうそう。